Well, you've already heard from the Prince of the Provinces, Matua, Shane Jones. Yes, pictured on page 5. He's the pin-up boy in the ODT today. There he is, and he's no small man himself, standing in front of this enormous 360-tonne electric digger at the Macraes Gold Mine. Well, Jim Hopkins joins us now, rural raconteur, let's get it right, and Waitaki District Councillor. Is Macraes Mine in your kingdom, Jim?
It most assuredly is. Yes, it's one of the major industries and major employers here in the Waitaki district. And may I just say, just a wee message to the new government: if New Zealand operated a system like Australia, where the Australian federal government, having made a lot of money out of mining gold and coal and things like that, redistributes it through a royalties to the regions process. Then, in fact, some of the huge amount of money that is earned and collected from centrally in Wellington from the gold mine and mines on the west coast and so on, some of that money would come back to the places where it was actually from which it was actually dug. So we and Otago generally would benefit. So would you, Jamie. As you benefit from industry and development and progress.
Jim, here's a question for you, and I threw this one at Shane Jones. Serious question too. Is this sort of woke virtue signalling by Macraes Mine? I mean, imagine the power that digger must use, and it's like a bloody, excuse my language, it's like a really big plug-in vacuum cleaner. And I'm thinking, hang on, hear me out, it's my show, Jim. We haven't got enough power in the winter as it is without this thing using, as I said, draining half of Lake Manapouri to run it.
I think you overstate the case. But look, I mean, Shane's got to do one of two things to keep Greenpeace and Russell Norman happy. I mean, having heard his interview with you, you can imagine the entire Greenpeace head office in Auckland will be on smelling salts and lavender hankies and needing counselling, and they'll be totally traumatised. So, I mean, I think they'll be consoled and comforted to some extent by the thought that there was an electric digger down at Macraes.
Jim, what do you make of the media upheavals at the moment? Do you think this new Stuff News Bulletin, they're already calling it Stuffed News, at 6 p.m. on TV3 or Warner Brothers, whatever they call it, is going to work? Because it sounds to me like they're going to do it off the smell of an oily rag.
Well, look, I'm sorry, I couldn't agree with you more. I think you're absolutely right. I mean, Stuff coming to the rescue, I'm not sure how effective that's going to be. I mean, I would just suggest you have a look at their newspapers. There's two that I see regularly in the South Island, the Timaru Herald and Christchurch Press. I used to work at the Press, even above, I wrote columns there. But, I mean, back then, both of them were bulky broadsheets. Now, each of them is just a skinny tabloid, very little to read but lots to pay. And remember this, Jamie, Stuff is a company that proudly says it won't carry any reporting from anyone who challenges the current global warming orthodoxies. So my view is, I'm not screamingly optimistic that Stuff will offer anything dramatically different from what we're getting now. I think, you know, if you wanted me to sum it up, I think basically it's just that the Bias Brigade will just have a new brand, that's all. Same old imbalance, just new stuff.
Now, you're a conspiracy theorist when it comes to climate change.
What?
I said you're a conspiracy theorist when it comes to climate change. You've been watching a new science-based film challenging climate change orthodoxies.
Yes, I have. And the movie is called... I've been recommended, well, it's been suggested to me that I watch it, and I have started doing so. I haven't finished it.
Well, how can you talk about it?
Well, because I've watched some of it, dear boy, enough to actually have form a view as to its credibility. And I believe it is credible and challenging. And it features a range of eminent scientists, Nobel Prize winners, advisors to US presidents, all of whom challenge the sort of current climate change so-called scientific consensus. The movie is called The Climate, the Movie, bracket, The Cold Truth. And I would urge you, here's my challenge to you, Jamie, my challenge to you, since you're challenging me, my challenge to you, be a trailblazer, Jamie. Lead the way. Become a dissenting voice. Now, look, I hear you. I listen to you saying the government's quite rightly reviewing the rules around methane. The government's quite rightly looking to include all on-farm sequestration in our carbon calculations. You like the Prince of the Provinces changing the rules regarding mining and prospecting and so on. You're happy that they're reviewing the RMA. Well, my challenge to you, Jamie, speak for your audience, speak for the sector, speak, fight for the farmers. Interview the maker of the movie, The Cold Truth. Break the mould. Challenge the media orthodoxy. Tell the other side of the story. You know, seriously, why don't you, Jamie, be the brave, heroic media figure who challenges the smug media catastrophe consensus that's going to disproportionately disadvantage us, New Zealand Inc., while everyone else or others around the world talk the climate change talk, but will not walk the climate change walk. So here's my challenge, Sunshine. Stop sitting on the fence. Stop casually labelling people like me as climate change deniers. Talk to some of the local people, scientists and ex-cabinet ministers like Barry Bell, who do challenge the orthodoxy. Have a weekly slot. The climate change skeptic segment.
And if I was in America, you'd be telling me to vote Trump. Love your
I
work.
I would not.
Gotta go. Bye-bye. See ya.
Don't forget the challenge.